It's Sunday, June 14th, and you're listening to the Three Nerds in a Basement podcast. I'm here with Anthony Faluco.
Yeah, E3 edition!
That's right, this is the special E3 countdown edition, not countdown, but special edition, where we go through all the major press conferences one by one and give you our quick thoughts and the major highlights that stood out to us. On this edition, we're taking over, or we're looking at, Bethesda and their recent panel that they did over on Twitch TV.
Mm-hmm.
And that's it today.
yeah.
But before we start, I got a preface. I kind of didn't care about this one. And it shows because I didn't watch about 75% of it.
You watched the most important one, which is really all that matters.
Right. So I'm just going to hand it over to you, Anthony, and you're going to tell me all about it.
All right. So Bethesda started out with, you remember that game? It was Doom?
That classic back in 1992.
You pick up key cards and unlock doors and shoot demons. Well, they're bringing it back. It's coming out spring 2016 on PC, PS4, and Xbox One. So it's pretty much current-gen exclusive. There's just no PS3, no Xbox 360.
Good.
good. All these limitations holding these games back.
Exactly.
So the thing about this game is, or just about, like, usually first-person shooters for me, is, like, I can never tell if they're any good just by watching a video. Because they all just look like first-person shooters. And this one's kind of no different. We see them pick up, like, the main character picks up some stuff, like, you get the double-barreled shotgun, and you get different types of, like, a plasma gun, and, like, different types of weapons, but they had this really weird focus on really up-close and personal kills. So if you don't, like, headshot a dude, or if you just weaken them with bullets, they start to glow, or parts of their body start to glow, like, specific parts, and then you go up for, like, a cinematic up-close and personal kill.
That sounds interesting, I guess.
Yeah, I just don't know what that implies other than looking cool. Like, one would think maybe it could be, like, ammo conservation, and they're not just going to go for just blow everything up at all times. But the way they played that game, it didn't seem like that. It looks really nice. Like, it's hard to say stuff about this game because, like, it's a first-person shooter, right? And it takes place in hell. There's mad demons and sick guitar riffs.
Sure, why not?
Yeah. But they also have a multiplayer mode. They're doing, it's like an arena-based thing, so just kind of like old Doom, or maybe like Quake, if you're more into Quake. It seems a lot like that. I don't remember if there were any team-based, because as soon as they mentioned online arena, I kind of tuned out. But yeah, like, man, this looks like Doom. This looks like a nicer Doom, and it looks like a first person shooter. Like, really, just from this demo, I'm not really able to say either way if it looks good or bad. It just looks like a first person shooter, and it looks like Doom.
Yeah, I guess my experience with Doom has always been it's just that fun distraction in class when you didn't want to do the computer work. And that's it.
Yeah, that's pretty much it.
Like, to me, it was never like, oh, this is a fantastic game. I have nothing else better to do.
Yeah, also for me, it's just like I wasn't born in that time to where Doom is this hot new thing that I'm aware of. I'm like, man, I can't wait to play Doom. It's just like, this is like a thing before my time, and I appreciate it for what it was. Mm-hmm. But it was never like, oh, man, this is like groundbreaking for me. Yeah. The other thing they're bringing out with Doom is something called SnapMap. It's a thing that focuses on user-generated content, and it'll allow all players of all versions, so PS4, Windows, PC, and Xbox One, to create new modes for anybody to download on any system. So it's like an outside system that, like, you update. I guess you would upload it to the Bethesda website, a la Halo Forge, probably.
I see.
Yeah. They're leaving simple stuff like horde mode and certain different kinds of co-op stuff to the fans to make. So it seems like they're just focusing on that arena-based shooting. But I thought that was a little cool thing that I like when they have platform uniformity. Like, it's just even if I'm on the PC, I can download something that this guy on the PS3 made That's pretty cool.
All right, then.
Yeah. The next thing they did was Elder Scrolls is getting a game called Legends, which is a strategy card game, a free-to-play strategy card game.
I hear those. I hear those are all the rage.
Yeah, so, like, I feel Bethesda looks at Blizzard once in a while and is like, you know, they're doing really good with that MMO scene. Why don't we make an Elder Scrolls MMO? And then it fails. And they're like, Blizzard is looking really good with that Hearthstone scene. Let's make a free-to-play card game.
Did their MMO fail?
It's not... I wouldn't say... Like, it's still running, but I think it's free-to-play now. Like, it didn't last the monthly fee.
Oh, I thought it just launched on the consoles.
I think it just launched on the consoles, yeah.
Like, a couple days ago.
Yeah, but I never hear anything good about that game.
Okay.
Like, anytime anybody ever talks to me about it, it's just like, this had potential, and it's like they gave up halfway through, or... In my experience, I never hear good things, so I kind of get that vibe from it. But yeah, this free-to-play card game is coming out for PC and iPad. They didn't really show a bunch of anything, really. They just show some concept art for character or for card art. But they said coming real soon, they'll explain more on the game.
Mm.
Yeah, so there's no gameplay talks or anything.
Mm.
Yeah. The next thing... Oh, do you want to...
Nope, nothing.
Nothing, okay. The next one was Dishonored 2.
Dishonored 2!
So Dishonored 2 is coming out. Sequel will come out on PlayStation 4, Windows PC, and Xbox One. Again, keeping it current gen. The trailer showed that you are not playing as Corvo. Or you can play as Corvo, but it seems like you might be taking more of a focus on Emily Caldwin. Who is the princess from the original Dishonored.
Whoa, spoilers.
Well, if you watch the trailer, if you're in enough deep, you probably watched E3 already, so to listen to this, to listen to our thoughts on it.
Oh, well.
But yeah, so like they show her straight up, you play as Emily Caldwell.
I was going to say, like, because I think I caught the tail end of that trailer and... I didn't get the context for it.
Oh, okay. Yeah, no, you straight up play as her. Players will also have the chance to play as Corvo. And then they still have the whole thing of you can choose your style. Do you want to play guns out, just shoot everybody in the face, or do you want to do stealth?
Mm-hmm.
Do you like Dishonored? Or
I played the first 2 hours, and then I got distracted by something else.
Okay,
but I did like it. My problem was, I think I it was free on Xbox 360, but I got it the same week as my Xbox One, and I didn't want to play a 360 game.
Oh, okay, no, I get that.
And then I just never went back to it. But then that relates to the fact that they announced the definitive edition for...
Oh yeah, they did announce the definitive edition for Xbox One and PS4, I believe.
Yeah, and I've always wanted to go back and actually play it, because just from a visual style, Dishonored is always the game that I thought I wanted BioShock to be.
Oh wow, okay.
Because I'm not the biggest fan of BioShock, but Dishonored always seemed like the game that I thought BioShock was.
Yeah, so like I guess I have the opposite opinion of you then, because I always felt that Dishonored was like this cool thing that's trying to be similar to BioShock.
Mm-hmm.
And I really enjoyed the style. I really enjoyed the world of Dishonored, but I don't actually like playing Dishonored.
Oh yeah. Like I didn't like playing BioShock.
Oh, okay. So our views are switched on that one.
Yeah.
But yeah, I guess like, yeah, if you want to play Dishonored, then I guess wait for that definitive edition, 'cause it comes with everything.
Mm-hmm.
And it's got, I think it's got some upgrades too.
Mm-hmm.
Like in the visuals department.
Yeah, they said they redid it or something.
Yeah, but I don't know. For me, Dishonored is not a game I'm really looking forward to.
Oh,
even though
for
I beat
sure.
it,
for sure. Like I'm not gonna buy it on launch day or anything.
Okay. They also had something called Battle Cry. This is like a free to play online brawler.
Oh.
Yeah, you remember that game? It was like a Korean game, Guns?
Yes.
Yeah, it reminds me a lot of that. Like third person behind the back, swinging melee weapons or shooting guns.
Mm.
And again, like this conference was a lot of There were two games that they explained the most. One of them was Doom, and the other one we'll get to next. But and then the rest of them were all just like, here's this announcement, and then nothing else, because we only have like an hour.
Yeah, but so that's E3. What are you talking about?
I guess I'm just more used, like, I guess I'm only thinking of like the big three or the big two now, when it's like the big Sony 2-hour conference and they're showing everything forever.
No, they just show trailers though.
Yeah. But yeah, there's very little on that as well. It's just other than that, it's a free-to-play online arena.
Yeah, Battle Cry. Oh, this is where I started to tune in. Yeah, okay. So my feed was, I think, stuttering or whatever.
Oh, okay.
And I didn't get a good look at it, but I couldn't stop thinking
I don't think there's anything you'd be interested in.
Well, all I could think about was Overwatch. That Valve game? Is that Valve or is that...
Oh, no, that's Overwatch. Is that? No, that's Blizzard.
That's Blizzard? Okay, well, there you go.
So, yeah, man. Yeah. Again, they're just following in Blizzard's footsteps.
Yep. Oh, well, whatever. We'll see what happens.
Yeah. And then the last big one, which everybody was looking forward to, and everybody already kind of knew was going to happen, is Fallout 4.
Mm.
I'll just get it out of the way. They did say a release date. So it'll be November 10th of this year.
Mm-hmm.
And it'll be coming to PlayStation 4, Windows PC, and Xbox One. So again, current gen exclusive.
Mm-hmm.
The thing about this game is it seems like this game does everything. Unless you have anything else you want to add to this before I talk about gameplay.
But that's always been Bethesda's MO. You always see a new trailer and it's like, oh, you can do everything in this game. And then when you play the game, you realize you can't do everything.
Mm-hmm. That is 100% true.
And as like this game is looks super fun and there's tons of features, but I'm sure once it comes out, you know, we'll find the limitations and be like, maybe the next time.
That's so sad. But yeah, so this game takes place first. They're starting out before the events of the post-apocalypse. Yeah, so
that looks cool.
Yeah, you get to hang out with your wife
or
husband. Have a baby.
Baby it up.
Have a robot butler. That's pretty cool. But yeah, like straight up, it takes place 200 years after whatever event makes you go into the vault. And you come out, everything is a unirradiated wasteland or a less irradiated wasteland. And let's see, what did it start off with? They changed the way you do dialogue options.
Yeah, so this is probably one of the biggest highlights for me. Just because Bethesda is the worst at dialogue options. And
are trees. You telling me you don't like a list of 40 things where you can only see 3 options at a time?
No, it's not my favorite thing in the world.
But yeah, like they've pretty much, it seems like they've consolidated every conversation to have 4 actions. Unless there's like hold R1 to get more results. But even then, it's nicer to look at the button prompt than it is to look at just a bar of text.
Yeah, and they've done the Mass Effect thing where they only show you like a very small statement of the actual full sentence they're going to say, which I always liked.
Yeah. Hopefully, like, there were certain cases in Mass Effect where it's like, whoa, 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 Shepard, that's not what I wanted to do. That's not what I thought that line was going to evoke from you.
No, no. The worst offender was L.A. Noire.
Oh, that was really bad.
Yeah.
It's like, I want to yell at this person, punch him in the face. What the frig?
Yeah. Your main character talks, so I like that.
Yeah, that's really cool. The VO is, like, super familiar, but I can't put my finger on it.
Yeah. And then they pulled up the camera so you can talk in third person.
Yeah, which is really nice. And the game actually seems like it's meant to animate in third person.
Yes.
Which is, like, instead of looking like a robot or, like, when you jump, it looks like you're floating.
Yes. My only gripe is they still seem to have that classic Bethesda character Deadeye look.
Do you think that's something they even want to get rid of, or is that like a feature now? That like that's how you know.
I think they want to get rid of it, but at this point, it's very low on their to-do list.
Yeah, probably. Especially when you see like everything else that's going on. So there's like this really deep customization thing going on with this game.
Mm-hmm.
Actually, before I get to that, they still have VATS.
Oh, combat?
Yeah, so they still have VATS. The different thing about VATS is when you go into VATS, things don't freeze.
They don't?
Everything still moves in like slow-mo, pretty much.
Isn't that how VATS was before?
I always thought VATS was like a full freeze. Like, I remember it being like, I'm going to VATS this person. The whole world freezes. And then when it starts again, then it does the slow-mo.
Oh.
After I've selected my actions. So now while you're selecting your actions, it's also slow-mo.
Yeah. Okay.
And they still have the thing, like, if you get a critical hit, it follows the bullet for, like, the cinematic death type thing.
Right.
But the other thing is, it seems like actually shooting without VATS is a feasible thing.
How can you tell, though?
Because they were using it a lot, and normally in these kind of like trailers, I feel like people want to hide the flaws about the game, so like I felt they would have used VATS more.
No, they just took a couple of gameplay instances of people shooting people accurately.
So, listen, I'm trying to look at the positive.
No, I'm only calling you out because you told me that you can never tell with games like Doom, these first persons, if they're good or not, and now you're telling me with this one you can?
I feel like it's better.
Okay, because it looked the same to me as Fallout 3, just faster and smoother. Yeah. That's it.
Maybe my vocab choice was not the right one, but it looks like, whereas Fallout 3 looked like total trash outside of VATS, this feels, or it looks at least usable.
Okay, that's fair. I really hope it's good, though, because if between Skyrim and Fallout, combat has always been the worst part about those games.
Mm-hmm. Do you prefer, like, I know they're different, one's guns, one's melee, but, like, do you prefer Skyrim, or do you prefer Elder Scrolls, or do you prefer Fallout?
For combat?
Yeah, for combat.
Oh, definitely Fallout, because Skyrim doesn't have combat.
I just have stealth attacks?
No, Skyrim, I don't know what you do in that game to, like, forget it. You just beat on someone with a mallet in that game.
Yeah, that's true. You kind of just press the right mouse button or the attack button until they're dead.
Yeah, it's not very good.
Okay. What else? There's a dog.
Again, of course. People love the dog.
Yeah, you can get a dog. I don't know if the dog can die.
Of course it can die. Of course it can die.
Because you could get the dog in Fallout 3, but like if you weren't watching that dog died real easy.
Yeah, mine died early on, and I kind of didn't care.
Yeah. You can, like, command the dog to do things. I don't know. I don't know how any of this gameplay is going to play into anything.
He'll get a key for you when you're in jail.
Oh, man. That's totally going to be a story point, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
You're going to get locked up in post-apocalyptic jail. Yep. And your dog's going to save the day.
Uh-huh. Man. You're going to play as a dog.
Play it. Ooh. Can I shoot guns with the dog?
No.
Oh, okay.
You can bark.
So I'm just playing Dead to Rights.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Sounds good. I guess non-combat, did you want to, did you have anything to talk about with the crafting mechanic?
Yeah, okay. So the crafting is the star for me of this entire, of their little expo that they showed off.
Same for me.
And it, I mean, the easiest one to look at first is the guns. And I'm like, yeah, okay, yeah, that's logical. Everybody likes guns in a world wasteland full of parts. Why not make guns?
I like putting stocks on guns.
Yeah, and then the natural upgrade from that is an Iron Man suit, of course. Why not? Sure.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, the one that got me was the whole you can build out entire structures.
Mm-hmm. That was kind of... I didn't see that coming.
Yeah, but what got me even more is in the ones that they showed, he kept the host, Ted... Whatever? Todd Ferguson?
Todd Howard?
Todd Howard. There we go. He kept stressing how it uses the same, like, it's all in-game engine.
Mm-hmm.
And I didn't know what he meant, like, what he was trying to get at. And then when I was looking at the builds, I'm like, oh, they are not limited by physics. So you can just build any structure in any shape, and it'll work.
Mm-hmm. Because they're just set pieces,
And I just thought, oh... All right, I could have fun with this.
I like the one they showed. They had one where it was like a 3-level house, and on the second level, it jutted out into like a treehouse type situation.
Yeah.
Because it was wrapped around a tree. That was pretty cool.
Like, I want to make one just on a tree.
You just want a treehouse?
Yeah, like a treehouse mansion.
I'm going to copy your idea.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was really cool. I like how you could break down parts in the world for scrap, and then you could use that to build.
Yeah, no, that's really cool, because look, what else do you do in that game other than collect and shit, like, endlessly?
Yeah.
Now you have something to do with it.
I wonder if all that scrap adds to your weight limit.
Oh, God, I hope not.
That would be the worst.
Oh, but it will. Oh, you know what? There's going to be an easy mode that doesn't have it.
Well, oh yeah, didn't they have, like, in New Vegas, they had that hardcore mode where you had to drink water.
Yeah, and you had to, yeah, watch your weight limit. And
yeah.
Like, you had realistic weight limit.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. So it's like, here's, like, two guns and a canteen.
You're done. Yeah.
Yeah. So yeah, they'll probably be that. But the other thing I liked about the customization was their Minecraft-esque electricity circuit mode.
Oh yeah, that was cool.
Where you could, like, power a generator, wire that to lights or turrets or flamethrowers, and then at occasional times, like, there'll be a random, I guess, horde mode, a random wave-based shooting mode, that because ravagers will come and attack your town and stuff.
Right.
Yeah. I like, as much as people rip on horde modes, like, I always love horde modes.
Horde modes are my favorite.
Yeah.
That's why I love Gears of War.
I still haven't played that.
Yep. It's great. Too great.
But yeah, that looked really cool. And I liked all the different customizations they had, where you could, like, set the lights, the color of the lights to do things. And they made, like, a Pip-Boy, like an 8-bit Pip-Boy out of lights in the game. Right. And there's just stuff like that. So, like, I can't wait to see creations from other people. Like, I'm sure someone's going to make one World 1-1 out of lights in Fallout 4.
Yes.
And stuff like that. But yeah, man, there's a lot going on in this game.
Mm-hmm.
The special edition comes... Wait, did you have anything else you want to talk about the game?
Like, with regards to the game?
Yeah, with regards to the actual game.
The only thing I want to say is if I sound sort of down on Fallout or not as hyped, it's not because I hate it or anything. It's just that I've always been more of a Skyrim person.
Okay.
And I'm not a fan at all of post-apocalyptic settings.
Yeah, so, like, that was the thing when if people listen to the Mad Max episode.
Yeah, I don't think I mentioned it there. Yeah.
Yeah, I was wondering, like, I asked you after the podcast, I'm like, "Man, why are you like I was wondering why you were so down on Mad Max, cuz we just kind of went through it to move on with the episode."
Yeah.
And then you told me, like, you don't like that kind of setting, and I was like, "Oh, that totally makes sense now."
Like, I don't like it's not that these things are bad. Like, I understand the appeal and that they're good. Like, Fallout 3 is a great game. It's just not something I'm interested in. Mm-hmm. But yeah, it's why I don't like Fallout, why I didn't like Mad Max, and why I never clicked with Borderlands.
Oh, true. Yeah, same thing.
Yeah.
That's all. But, like, it, yeah. Like that, like, that's totally fine. Like, that's your preference.
Yeah, like, I'll still be here on day one building shit, but
building your sweet treehouse.
Yep.
Okay. I'm pretty pumped for Fallout 4.
Cool.
Other than that, they showed their special edition, or one part of their special edition, which is a real life Pip-Boy you can wear on your arm, and it has a slot for your phone.
Yes.
So I believe they showed an iPhone, or an iPhone 6 maybe, to go in it. So I don't know what sizes this thing will support, unless they're just going to go, like, most people have an iPhone maybe, and then just shove it in. But they also have an app for your phone, which makes your phone screen turn into the Pip-Boy screen. So when you close the Pip-Boy on your wrist, the case, which covers your phone, it looks like a real Pip-Boy.
Yes.
And, like, that's real cool, but, like, I would never wear that outside the walls of my home.
I don't think anybody ever would, because technically it only really works within your Wi-Fi.
Oh, does it?
Yeah.
Oh, it's a second screen thing. Yeah, I forgot.
Yeah. So...
Okay.
And to be fair, even if I had it, I think I would just download the app and not use it, because it's such a big instrument to be using while you're playing a video game.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. I also like how Todd Howard just, like, right off the bat was like, "Listen, like, this is totally a dumb second screen experience, just like all dumb second screen experiences. But this is the best dumb one." Right? He just straight up out of the box, like, just called it stupid before it was even released.
Yeah, man, he said that to appeal to all hipsters like yourself.
I thought, I was like, "God, dude, way to sell your product, man. Way to sell your product."
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, other than that, the only other Fallout news was they're coming out with a game called Fallout Shelter.
Yes.
Which, as you hear it, should be available right now.
I just finished downloading it.
So is it only on iOS or is it also on Android? I missed that part.
There's an Android version coming, but right now it's iOS.
Okay. And that's looking like, you're the overseer.
Mm-hmm.
You're the overseer of your own vault. And you have to like build out rooms and let certain people in, make your vault bigger, manage hunger. And like that looks really fun. That game looks really cool.
It does.
And I really want to play it.
That's why I downloaded it.
That's why you downloaded it. And that's why you're going to play it right now.
Yeah. I think it's like 200 megs.
Oh, wow. That's big.
Yeah.
Mobile game.
Hmm.
Okay. But yeah, like, I don't know. Do you have anything else on Fallout Shelter?
No.
Or are you just going to tell us about it on the podcast?
Probably. Other than like their icon looks like a Fallout icon.
Is it green?
No, it's blue with a nuclear symbol, the nuclear waste symbol, and then the Pip-Boy's face on it.
Hmm.
Yep.
Blue. All right. Well,
you forgot the most important Fallout announcement.
Did I?
Yeah.
What?
They got these limited edition figures, man.
Wait, what? I don't think I saw this.
What? You didn't see that?
No. So, like, as soon as they released the release date for Fallout 4,
yeah,
I was like, oh, that's the end of the conference, and I shut it off. So here, Fallout 4 figures.
They're actually really shit. They're like little amiibos, but they're limited.
But they're limited a dish, man. Yo, that toy itch it's got you.
It's got me. Oh, they're limited. No, like,
wait,
what?
So mystery minis, they're vinyl figures? Is that what that is?
Yeah, and they just gave them away to people who attended.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. No, honestly, though, I don't really care.
No, you care.
No, I don't.
I know.
I already told you how much I care about Fallout. I don't really care for any merchandise.
You care about toys
so much. I care about good toys.
Okay,
fine. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so I guess that's the Bethesda panel.
That's Bethesda, and yet we managed to talk about 30 minutes about it.
That's not bad.
Yeah, it's not bad.
But yeah, so you could see us tomorrow.
Well, yes, you can hear us.
Or the next day.
You can totally hear us tomorrow.
Yeah. We're going to talk about whoever, I totally forget who's happening tomorrow. Sony?
Sony's always...
Microsoft?
Yes, there you go, Microsoft.
All right, Microsoft is at 12:30 our time.
Eastern.
Yeah, Eastern time.
Because our time
is
useful to no one.
How come they just don't know our time? Like, I don't understand.
I don't know.
But yeah, so like it's 12:30 Eastern time. Figure your time out, or if you don't live.
Yeah, Eastern time. I do think there's one earlier. I could be mistaken. Regardless, our episodes will pop up in your feed. And by the time you listen to this, it might be too late anyways.
Yeah, you might have spoiled it all for yourself.
Yeah, and... if you really care, you already know the times. Otherwise,
E3?
Yeah.
Is EA? EA doing it?
Could be
earlier.
Could be EA. Could be
whatever.
It could be a Nintendo Direct. I don't know.
There'll be a lot of podcasting happening tomorrow.
Yes, yes, yes.
So get ready for that.
Yeah, I'm excited. Anthony, are you?
I'm always excited for E3. I love looking at new announcements. I love looking at games I won't be able to play for 2 years.
Mm.
I love hoping that The Last Guardian will come out, and then it doesn't, and then it crushes my soul.
I already told you.
What?
PS5 launch title.
PS5 launch? No, you said that when it was on a PS3 title, and you said it'd be a PS4 launch title.
Well, I said that a couple of years ago. What did I know? But now I know.
But now you know for sure.
I got it. I'm in with them, people at Sony.
All right.
Yeah.
All right, sounds good.
Anyways, thanks for listening. And
yeah, thanks for listening, everybody.
We'll be back tomorrow with another edition of TNIB E3 2015.